Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about a project called the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Memorial Incorporated organization, whose mission it is to commemorate the life and continue the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King by developing a memorial, programs, and initiatives to honor the King family and address issues of civil rights, world peace, and economic equality for all. To help us understand the meaning of this project and its impact on our lives and the impact on the communities in the Lehigh Valley, especially Allentown, is my guest this evening, Sharon Frazier. Sharon Frazier is a certified health coach specializing in reversing diabetes through nutrition, and she is the chair of the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Memorial Project. It is a pleasure to welcome Sharon Frazier to WDIY to help us take charge of our lives. Welcome, Sharon Frazier.
Thank you so much, Ellie. I really appreciate you getting in touch with me, and we're going to have a nice conversation this morning about Martin Luther King and his hard work and why we think it's important to keep honoring him and keep standing up for what he believed in.
Right, and this is a special project of stories. And tell me the stories that you have been accumulating.
Okay, so stories started, after we did the memorial, and it was dedicated in 2011 and given back to the Park City, the Park Department in Allentown, we were kind of floundering as an organization. What are we going to do next? And we said, okay, this is all about civil rights. And so one of our prior board members, Sam Bennett, worked in Washington, and she came to us with this initiative that was going on there. So we decided to jump on that bandwagon and started Stories That Shaped a Nation. And the idea behind Stories was to really highlight women icons who have not gotten the respect and the applause that for what they did and their sacrifices, and to get those stories recorded with the Library of Congress in Washington. So in 2015, we had the first stories, and we had Maxine Waters was here, Congresswoman Maxine Waters was here, Erica Huggins, who was wife to, I think it's Huey Huey, she was part of the Black Panther. We had Ruby Dee's daughter, Dr. Muhammad. We had a cousin of Coretta Scott King. I'm trying to remember all the icons who were here. We had Emily Browson, the lady who lived, she was 104, she died last year, I think. She was the one who was beaten on the Pittus Bridge in Selma, with the story that was all about Selma, what happened on the Selma Bridge in the Civil Rights Movement. So we had quite a few people here who were really part of the struggle.
And this year you're honoring a local person.
We're honoring Esther Lee this year as one of our local icons for all the work she's done in terms of NAACP. And she's, Esther, if you've ever spoken to Esther Lee, you know she stands up for what she believes in, and we're very proud of her. So, yes, she'll be honored this year as one of our local icons.
Now, is she going to be included in the memorial project as well?
Exactly. Her name will be carved in stone at the Freedom at the memorial, just like all the other icons. She'll be in our slate of icons for 2017. And we have Esther Lee's not the only one. We're honoring also Sonia Sanchez, and she's committed to be here. We're honoring Bree Neesom. That's the young lady who actually took down the Confederate flag as part of Black Lives Matter. She's going to be honored also because, you know, we firmly believe in also making sure the young people who are keeping the struggle going on are honored also, so people know who they are. We're also having one of the, which I'm very excited about, is Dr. Montague. She is Dr. Ray Jean Montague. She is one in Hidden Figures, the movie out now that's highlighting all these women scientists who were part of getting NASA. A man on the moon that we're just learning about. Well, there's another hidden figure, and she is not part of the movie, and her name is Dr. Ray Jean Montague, and she was one of the first, the U.S. Navy first female program manager of ships, Information Systems Improvement Program, and she's still alive, and she lives in Arkansas. So I found out about her and reached out to her son. Her son is a professor at the University of Arkansas, and asked him if she would be interested in coming to Stories for us. So, yeah, she said yes also. She's in her 80s, so there might be a little traveling problem, but she's going to do a video if she can't physically make it. And so we're highlighting her as one of the hidden, as one of the
now how,
heroes.
How is Sonia... How are these stories being recorded? Are they being recorded in book form or video form?
Video form. We're recording them in video form. So when what stories happen like this, we have a installation at the statue where we honor them. Some of the pastors come. We have almost like a church service in a lot of ways. But it's also it's very solemn and very religious. In 2015, Senator Casey came and spoke, And Senator Brown spoke also, and we're in the midst of planning that program right now. And this year we're all about education, so we're highlighting a lot of children. So we want to have a children's choir there singing this year instead of adults. So we do the installation. We have a nice service there, and then we march from the service to Symphony Hall. Singing, you know, black anthems, and then we go to Symphony Hall. We have where we honor the icons and we hear the icons. So this is when now the icons will come up and speak, or their family representative or whoever they send to represent them will speak and talk about their story and their history, and we record that. And I think last year WDIY did also some recording at the Allentown Museum, because they had this wonderful exhibit there, and the icons went there and they interviewed them.
When you say icon, are you talking about another word for icon would be a heroine?
Yes. These are people who have sacrificed for the future generations. They suffered, or their family member went through some tough times. Either with the law or just fighting for civil rights. So we have elevated their status in the sense that we think these people matter, and their stories should be told and recorded so our children can learn and understand the sacrifices were made for them, so they can step, they understand they're stepping on broad shoulders.
Well, it's also important that you're right, that children need to have role models.
Correct.
And by doing this and honoring you call them icons.
Yes.
Are they women? These are women that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Now. So
and mostly African American women or Latino women, because they're the ones who really suffered and fought to get us where we are today.
So this is important for children to have role models so that they know that people have sacrificed and won.
Exactly.
It's not only sacrificing, but their sacrifice was worthwhile.
Worth it. Yes.
And they need to know about it. Tell us a little bit more about the scientist, Sonia.
Sonia Sanchez. Well, Sonia Sanchez is the scientist. Is not Sonia Sanchez.
No,
Sonia
I'm
a
doctor.
Dr.
Montague.
Well, I have her bio in front of me here. So she was born in 1935 in Little Rock, Pulaski County, and she went to Merrill High School, and then she went to the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Right, and she received her engineering degree there from there. So she took a degree in business, and she got a job in with the Navy. And she is the one, See, in 1956, she began her career with the Navy at the David Taylor Model Basin, now the David Taylor Naval Ships Research and Development Center, in Carden Rock, Maryland, as a digital computer systems operator. She advanced to the position of computer system analyst at the Naval Ship Engineering Center and served as the program director for the Naval Sea System Command, Integrated Design, Manufacturing, and Maintenance Program, as well as the division head for the computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing program. So in January 22, 1984, she accepted the newly created position of Deputy Program Manager of the Navy Information System Improvement Program. So they're saying here her career spanned the development of computer technology from the UNIVAC-1, the world's first commercially available computer, down to modern computers. She successfully revised the first automatic system for selecting and printing ship certification and produced the first draft for the FFG-7 frigate, the Oliver Hazard Perry-class or Perry-class ship, in 18 hours. This was the first design by a computer.
Well, she sounds like she's made a marvelous contribution.
Exactly.
To the world of design and computers. But it's very important that children of all ages learn about the sacrifices that were made and the contributions that people made so that they can see and know that they have role models to aim for.
Well, very true, and also in jobs that are not typically women. These are positions that are not typically held by women. And what is so important about this is that this was happening all the while in the 60s and the 50s, and nobody really knew. They were hidden. They were hidden, and we're just finding out about this now. So what else is hidden that we don't know about?
Yes. Well, it sounds like a wonderful project, Sharon, because it's very important for young girls growing up now to see that they can aim for anything and be anything that they want to.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk more about this Memorial Story Project when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Join me each week for a trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. following Weekend Edition here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Tonight we're talking about the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Memorial Project. And my guest this evening is Sharon Frazier, who is the chair of the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Memorial Project. And there's going to be a special event that's going to take place in the spring. Tell us about it, Sharon.
April 28th, it's going to be at the Symphony Hall, Allentown Symphony Hall. We're starting at the Freedom Memorial, which is located at the corner of 4th and Union, right across from the Parkettes. That's where the wonderful statue of Martin and Coretta Scott King is located. It's the only statue in the world that has both Martin and Coretta marching together. We have a local man, Harry Roberts, he's not with us anymore, but his was his dream to have a statue of Martin Luther King in Allentown. And he was a community activist, and he was also part of the team that helped to get Martin Luther King Drive named Martin Luther King Drive. So Harry went to local Sam Bennett. She was, I think she was in Washington working with Governor Rendell, and talked about the project, and she decided to help him. And they raised from the Pennsylvania Economic Development a bit of money to start the statue. And that's when the board came together and started to create and work on this project. And Kevin Easterling was our exec director at the time. And we all came together and really developed, found this wonderful architect, sculptor, so not architect, sculptor, Ed Dwight, who's very famous in his own right. He's done President Obama inauguration statue work, and he has a lot of good work all over the country. He built the statue for us, and it was dedicated and unveiled in September of 2011, and then we gifted it back to the Park City of Allentown the next year. So that's a little history about the Freedom Memorial. It's a beautiful statue located, and the important thing is that for stories it mattered, because a lot of the icons who came to be a part of stories that shaped the nation from 2015 were very impressed that we, in Little Allentown, we have this wonderful statue that really, that's dedicated to these two civil rights icons.
Now, you have some plans to develop the space a little bit more completely for the benefit of the community. And
correct.
Tell us the improvements that you want to make.
Oh, right now we're working hard to do put interactive signage, electronic signage, as well as some static signage at the park, so it will not just be a place that you drive by and say, oh, that looks pretty. It will be a place where you can stop and interact, so school children can come there and learn. They'll be able to touch buttons and listen to Martin Luther King's speech and listen to Coretta King's speech. They'll be here to learn more about their history. And so that's the project we're working on, to put interactive signage at the site so that it's more interactive and people can really learn more. We have gotten a grant from Lehigh County. It was a part of a tourism grant, and that paid for the design of the interactive signage. So we're in the process now of raising the rest of the money so we could actually physically put the signage there.
So that makes it a more involving journey when you come. You're not only looking at the statues, but you're learning history.
Exactly.
And you have the ability to use the modern technology to learn history and interact with the statues, and it makes it a place to go to and to be.
Exactly. Yes, that's the idea, to make it more user-friendly. It's right at one of the conduits, the main conduits to downtown Allentown, right at 4th and Martin Luther King Drive. So it's a real entryway into the city, and I think it will be very appealing as part of the park system. I know they're in the process of putting together a heritage trail downtown, so we're I'm sure we'll be a part of that, and it will just enhance Allentown to know that there's actually this wonderful monument here that that's dedicated to these two icons.
So it becomes a way of celebrating their lives, mm-hmm. for the entire community.
Exactly.
And not only to look at the statue, but to be able to interact with the statues through the interactive technology.
Exactly. They learn about Harry Roberts a little bit, because we're going to have a static sign about him and his involvement in the community. And just also to highlight that, you know, it doesn't take someone to be, you don't have to be extraordinary to do good or to make an impact, because he was a wonderful man, but he was a local man, believed in making Allentown a better place and making it a more open place, and this is what his career, we're here talking about him now. He died, I think, in He died, I think, in 2010, but he has made such an impact, you know. So we're going to highlight him there, and we're also going to highlight the sculptor who did the work. So we'll have two static signage about them, and then we'll have three big static signage that will have the three pillars of Martin Luther King, you know, civil rights, social justice, and a lot about education. We'll have those signs really highlighting those parts of Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott King's life.
You know, it comes back to role models, again, for children to see, and not only for children, but for adults and for growing understanding mm-hmm. of the impact of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King.
Exactly.
And it
exactly.
is a very special that they're there as a couple, that
yes.
they're there together.
Exactly. We have found in looking at history, you have a lot of the women have been silent. And it's really important that young ladies see that they really and truly have a big impact, and that there are people who have done it before. So you know you can learn from them, and you can learn that you know math and science and all that stuff. It's not impossible for you, and no one should tell you that you cannot do it. Right?
So that they can aim for heights that they may not have aimed for before.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
they know that it can be done.
It can be done. It can be done, yes, definitely.
That's wonderful. Tell us when the event will take place again.
The event will be April 28th, and it will be at the Symphony Hall. It will be a celebration of the icons that are there. And also, it will be the last stories in the series. It was a 3-year project, so this is the very last one. Congresswoman Yvette D. Clark will be your co-chair for this event, along with myself and Phyllis Alexander. So we're going to really make this one really special. I mean, all of them are special, but we're going to really make this one special because it's the last one for this year.
So it will take place at Symphony Hall.
Yes, the Rodale Room Symphony Hall. The celebration part will start at 6:00, but we're actually starting the event at the Freedom Memorial at 4:00. That's where we're going to dedicate the icons who are being honored for 2017.
Now, is that going to be? Are you going to be able to walk
yes.
from
yes,
there?
Yes, we're going to have a march. Actually, once the dedication is finished, we're going to have a march from. Kind of like the replicas of civil rights marches.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to march from the Freedom Memorial to the Symphony Hall. Normally, every year we have like a police escort and so forth. And for elderly folks, we'll have a bus that will transport them who cannot walk. But normally, we have a nice march, singing and being, you know, and celebrating. Then we'll go to the Symphony Hall and have the. Hearing the icons, you'll get to meet them. You'll get to get their signatures get their signatures. So you can keep that for prosperity, and we'll just let them know how special we are, how grateful we are for their sacrifice.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful way to number one acknowledge those people who've sacrificed and who worked, and to know who they are,
mm-hmm.
and it also
yes.
serves as role models to
Definitely.
The younger generation to help them to see that anything is possible, that you
Correct.
Have to work hard, but it can be done.
It can be done. Yes.
It can
yes.
be done, and
yes.
I think that is really amazing. Mm-hmm. How is there a charge for participating in the memorial?
Yes, there is. It will be $45 for a ticket. We're in the process now of writing grants. We are trying to get about 30 kids sponsored to come, so they don't have to pay. We're going to be contacting some schools to get some children to be there, so they can see it. You know, I mean, they have to be able to physically see these people and be able to touch them and realize this is not just some faraway idea, that these things really happened. And so being there in physical, we figure it's very important to have the children there. And so our goal now is to have 30 kids come for free. So we're in the process of working on getting some grant money for that. So it's $45 a ticket. It's on Eventbrite. It's going to be on freedommemorial.org, and it's going to be on Facebook.
Could you repeat that again, Sharon? Where can they find information about the tickets again?
The information, they can call the number. You can call me anytime, 610-393-2489. There will be tickets on Eventbrite for the Freedom Memorial Stories That Shape a Nation. They'll be able to learn more about it, because when I do the press releases and stuff, they'll be able to see that in the morning call. And, those are the places.
Now, when they come to Symphony Hall, when they march from the Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King Memorial in the park, and when they come to Symphony Hall, they will see videos of the various people who have participated, who are the icons.
Yes, we have a wonderful photographer that does a lot of the work for us. A lot of it, she does it for volunteer work. And she has captured all the past icons, and we'll have that running video series in the Symphony Hall, showing the history of stories for the last 3 years. So they won't just see the current stuff; they'll have a chance to see pictures of what has happened before, speeches with Maxine Waters, and also they can go right now to YouTube. All the icons who have been here from 2015 on have a video on YouTube.
And how do they connect with that?
Stories That Shape a Nation. Put that in in the URL, and it'll come up, and you'll see all the icons giving their speech.
Stories That
Shaped
a Nation.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you, Sharon Frazier, Chair of the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Memorial Project, for helping us to understand how the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Memorial Project is working to improve the usability and visibility of the only statue in the world with both Martin and Coretta Scott King together. This will be a source of treasure for the entire community. And thank you for all your work in helping to do the Memorial Story Project. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity for young people to become inspired and to learn what they can do and how they can take charge of their own lives. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.